Yeah, I'm gonna have to, I want to get I've got my XDSs for P25, and I've got my I've got nothing for DMR. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I've got my DM32, and I've got my Anytone. So I've got two or three radios that'll do DMR, but they don't. You know, they're great. They work, but they don't sound as good as the Motorola. Period. End of story. Full stop. And so, you know, I wouldn't mind getting one. I should just, if I've got a ID51 Plus or something like that, whatever the previous model to the 52, I think it's a 51 Plus something or something, I don't know, but got one of those, got an FT5D, I've got that Anytone 878 UB2 Plus or whatever, and a handful of other, you know, miscellaneous radios of no consequence, and I should just dump them all, you know, get rid of all those, and you know, invest in one. But you know, I don't know if I'm gonna. I won't have all the functionality, you know, because with what I got now, I've got Fusion, I've got D-Star, I've got DMR, you know, with all those three radios, and you know, so the question is, can I sell all those plus some other stuff, and you know, can I see my way into like a tape? You know, now you're talking even more. You're talking, you know, $2,000 plus and all that. But, you know, if it'll do P25 and DMR, you know, and analog and three bands, you know, VHF, UHF, 800, and I can use it for the 800 stuff as well, you gotta say, well, you know, that's a lot of money, but how many radios would you require to get there otherwise? You know, so that's what goes through my mind. Donald, you're next, and then I think it goes to Anthony, and then Dakota.